The mayor, representing the inhabitants, the doctor, representing the waters, the landlord, representing his own establishment. Beyond this select circle, grouped snugly about the trim little square in front of the inn, appeared the townspeople in general, mixed here and there with the country people, in their quaint German costume, placidly expectant of the diligence. The men in short black jackets, tight black breeches, and three-cornered beaver hats. The women with their long, light hair hanging in one thickly plaited tail behind them, and the waists of their short woolen gowns inserted modestly in the region of their shoulder blades. Round the outer edge of the assemblage thus formed, flying detachments of plump, white-headed children careered in perpetual motion. While mysteriously apart from the rest of the inhabitants, the musicians of the baths stood collected in one lost corner, waiting the appearance of the first visitors to play the first tune of the season, in the form of a serenade. The light of a May evening was still bright on the tops of the great wooded hills watching high over the town on the right hand and the left, and the cool breeze that comes before sunset came keenly fragrant here with the balsamic odour of the first of the Black Forest.
"Mr. Landlord," said the mayor's wife, giving the landlord his title, "have you any foreign guests coming on this first day of the season?"
"Madam Mayoress," replied the landlord, returning the compliment, "I have two. They have written, the one by the hand of his servant, the other by his own hand, apparently, to order their rooms. And they are from England, both, as I think by their names. If you ask me to pronounce those names, my tongue hesitates. If you ask me to spell them, here they are, letter by letter, first and second in their order as they come. First, a high-born stranger, by title Mr., who introduces himself in 8 letters, A-R-M-A-D-A-L-E, and comes ill in his own carriage. Second, a high-born stranger, by title Mr. also, who introduces himself in 4 letters, N-E-A-L, and comes ill in the diligence. His Excellency of the 8 letters writes to me by his servant in French. His Excellency of the 4 letters writes to me in German. The rooms of both are ready. I know no more."
"Perhaps," suggested the mayor's wife, "Mr. Doctor has heard from one or both of these illustrious strangers."
"From one only, Madam Mayoress."
"But not, strictly speaking, from the person himself. I have received a medical report of His Excellency of the 8 letters, and his case seems a bad one. God help him."
"The diligence!" cried
a child from the outskirts of the crowd. The musicians seized their instruments, and silence fell on the whole community. From far away in the windings of the forest gorge, the ring of horses' bells came faintly clear through the evening stillness. Which carriage was approaching? The private carriage with Mr. Armadale, or the public carriage with Mr. Neal?
"Play, my friends," cried the mayor to the musicians. "Public or private, here are the first sick people of the season. Let them find us cheerful."
The band played a lively dance tune, and the children in the square footed it merrily to the music. At the same moment, their elders near the inn door drew aside and disclosed the first shadow of gloom that fell over the gaiety and beauty of the scene. Through the opening made on either hand, a little procession of stout country girls advanced, each drawing after her an empty chair on wheels. Each in waiting and knitting while she waited, for the paralysed wretches who came helpless by hundreds then, who come helpless by thousands now, to the waters of Wildbad for relief. While the band played, while the children danced, while the buzz of many talkers deepened, while the strong young nurses of the coming cripples knitted impenetrably, a woman's insatiable curiosity about other women asserted itself in the mayor's wife. She drew the landlady aside and whispered a question to her on the spot.
"A word more, ma'am," said the mayor's wife, "about the 2 strangers from England. Are their letters explicit? Have they got any ladies with them?"
"The one by the diligence, no," replied the landlady. "But the one by the private carriage, yes. He comes with a child. He comes with a nurse, and," concluded the landlady, skilfully keeping the main point of interest till the last, "he comes with a wife."
The mayoress brightened.